Today's episode is brought to you by my therapist, Mary.
Hey, bestie, and welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Fry, and around here, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear to get out there and live as your best self. Each and every Wednesday, you can expect to learn tangible tips to help you find your bigger purpose, be given simple action steps that you can take in order to make progress toward your biggest dreams, and hear how you can purposely pursue joy on the daily. So sit down, grab your favorite drink, and let's have a girl chat. This is the Living in Sunshine podcast.
Good morning, my dudes, and happy Wednesday. I hope you liked my little impromptu intro because this episode literally was inspired by my therapist, Mary. In case you are new here, I started therapy again back in July, August, and it has been so good for me personally. Not only am I in therapy, but my husband Lucas is also in therapy. We are all healing our trauma, which is fantastic, right? Like, we're just all doing the thing. And today's episode quite literally was inspired by a therapy session with Mary like 3 weeks ago. And I say this kind of as a joke, but also not as a joke, because it's a very real thing that as soon as she said this to me, I was like, oh damn, I'm doing this. I know other women are doing this too, okay? And if you read the title of today's new episode, you know that we are going to be talking about the idea of gaslighting yourself. And this is something that Mary called out in me during a session. I think I was talking about something with work or how I schedule myself. And she's like, honestly, it sounds like you're gaslighting yourself and you need to stop. And I was like, oh, damn, Mary, okay. But as I thought about it, I was like, she has a point, because she continued to go on to talk about how we can sometimes get in our own head about whether or not we can do something, whether or not something is possible for us. And she's like, so often I hear people do this to themselves. And really what you're doing is you're gaslighting yourself into believing that this thing is not possible for you, or you can't do it this way, or it's always been done like this, so changing it is not an option. And that's just not true. And so I am carrying the message from my therapy session to you that you need to stop gaslighting yourself, okay? You are stuck, potentially, because you are gaslighting yourself. You are making yourself believe that you are not able to attain something. You are not smart enough to figure something out. You do not have the resources to get to where you want to go. Or your life is just the way that it is forever and ever and ever, and it's never going to change. When literally none of those things could be further from the truth. And the reason I want you to hear this now, as we get closer to the end of the year, is because this is the best time to start to make changes, right? Over the next 5, 6, 7 weeks, we're going to see a whole bunch of people talking about change your life, make things better, new year, new me. And I love the sentiment, but sometimes we can hear that and we can still hear those little voices in our head being like, that's great for them, but that's not happening for me. That's not possible for me. And those voices are literally gaslighting you into believing that they're true when they're not, right? The other thing that we call these little thoughts are limiting beliefs. And in the 6 Weeks to You Accelerator, this is my group coaching program. It opens in a couple of weeks. I'll link it down below in case you are interested in it. We actually talk about limiting beliefs, and we talk about how to unwind our limiting beliefs so that way we know and we are self-aware that they are actually holding us back instead of keeping us safe. Because every time we gaslight ourselves, or we fall victim to a limiting belief, or we talk ourselves out of doing something, that is our body, that is our brain's natural response to keeping us safe. Because think about it, if you are wanting to try something new or make a change in your life or go out on a limb and do something that you've always wanted to do, what is your body doing? It is reacting to the change and the experience that you maybe have never experienced before, and that triggers your fear receptors. And then what that does is it triggers your fight or flight mode, And your brain, your body is either going to say, we can do this, or more than likely, if you haven't done a lot of internal work, this is impossible for us. We need to stay where we're at. You're not smart enough to figure this out. You don't have the money to do this. Yada, 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 yada. Limiting beliefs, gaslighting, all of these things in order to keep you safe. But the reality is, in order to grow, we've got to go, right? Like, we've got to go after the things that we want, even when we're scared. We have got to become self-aware enough to recognize when we are gaslighting ourselves into believing that something is not possible for us or that we can't figure something out. When we can, we totally can. If you are listening to this podcast, I truly believe, and I need you to start to believe, that you are a fully capable woman who is fully able to figure her shit out if that's what she needs to do. You have the resources. You can get scrappy. You can find a friend. You can ask Google. Anything is possible as long as you commit to the belief that you can figure it out. So if you have been moving through 2023 thinking, that's not for me, that's not possible for me, this is how I've always done it, my so-and-so doesn't believe in me, stop it. Knock it off. You are literally gaslighting yourself into staying stuck, into staying where you are. And if you are listening to this episode, I'm going to make the leap and assume that you don't want that. You don't want to stay where you are right now, right? You want to grow. You want to get better. You want to live a life that brings you joy and that you're excited to live every single day when you open up your eyes in the bright sunshiny morning, right? That's what you want. But to be able to do that, you've got to stop gaslighting yourself. And you've got to stop letting your limiting beliefs keep you safe. We do not grow all the time, metaphorically, right? Where we are safe. We just don't. We've got to get a little bit uncomfortable. And in order to get uncomfortable, we have to know that we have to step outside of the little safety bubble that our brain has created for us. And we have got to stop gaslighting ourselves into believing that staying where we are now is going to get us to where we want to go, because it's not. So take the words of my beautiful angel therapist, Mary, who I love and am obsessed with, literally, I love her so much, and stop gaslighting yourself. 2024 is the year that you stop gaslighting yourself and you start hyping yourself up and saying, I can figure this out. I've never done this, but I'm doing it anyway. People don't believe me, but I'm doing it anyway. I've never done this before, but I'm doing it anyway. I don't know how. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going to figure it out along the way, and I'm going to have a whole hell of a lot of fun as I do. My friend, that is everything that I have for you today. Today is a short, sweet, to the point hype girl chat. I hope it was what you needed. If you have any major takeaways or you want to share this with a friend, don't forget to take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram stories and tag me so I can see. I will be back again next week with a brand new episode. And until then, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.
Girlfriend, thank you so much for listening to today's new episode. If you loved it, please send it to a friend, share it on Instagram, and tag me so I can see, and consider leaving the show a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews are kind of like sharing or liking a post on Instagram, and they really help the show grow and reach new women just like you. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode, and until next week, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.